Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab, here on Ivy English Radio. And so obviously the title implies that obviously I'm talking about the month of Ramadan, although fasting, obviously we can do at any time. And so I'll start with a little hadith from the Holy Prophet, who said that God, the Blessed, the Sublime, said, "All the deeds of the descendants of Adam are for themselves, except for their fasting, which is for me. To the Honorable, the Exalted God, the smell of the mouth of one who is fasting is better than the smell of musk." And so, obviously, this is, you know, this sort of idea crops up every now and then, that fasting is a particular deed, and so we have to ask ourselves and maybe go a bit deeper. So what is this thing? Why fasting of all the different acts of worship we have? You know, why not the prayers? Why not dua? Why not when we give in charity? And so obviously there's something about the value of fasting compared to all other deeds. And so I might, and obviously then this is also about pleasing God. So this is the one deed that is just for God. And so the question is, so why? Why this particular one? What is so special? What is so unusual about this one deed? And maybe the one answer could be to say, okay, so there's some layers to this aspect of fasting that, you know, maybe we don't even understand. So, and obviously this is a commandment that is obviously is unique during this month, even though it's recommended in other days. It's obligated just during this one month. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IB English Radio. And so obviously I've been talking about the fact that fasting is for God. So I just wanted to look a little bit at some of these deeper aspects and what is this? So we know that, and obviously in that hadith, there's the idea that the smell of the mouth of one is fasting better than the smell of musk. So picture to yourself you are fasting, you've started your fast any of these days in the month of Ramadan, and you know, so how do you feel? Obviously you actually have pangs of hunger, but are you actually sort of thinking to yourself, if you remind yourself, well, this feeling I have right now, this act, the fact that I'm in discomfort, the fact that maybe I'm even in pain, some people experience pain with it, maybe I'm even having some minor, real minor discomfort, a small issue, small, obviously big health issues, you know, obviously we have to seek, we have to use our own judgment and doctor's advice. There are people who are simply unable to fast, but you know, if we're able to do it and we're going through some of these smaller hardships during the day, so what is it exactly that we're doing? So obviously we are, and probably if you asked yourself, you wouldn't even understand, well, what is the deeper meaning of this fasting? You know, why this particular thing? And obviously we know that there's lots of different rationales given. You're supposed to bring us close, develop empathy for the poor and so on. But you know, obviously when we give charity, that also happens. So we have to just sort of remind ourselves, well, I'm going through this right now, and this is for Allah. This is what Allah wants from me. So maybe we can bear this in mind almost, you know, not, I'm not saying every minute of the day during the month of Ramadan, but when you have those moments and you think, oh, this is difficult, just remind yourself, oh, this is this very special thing that is really pleasing to Allah, and I have, this is like my gift to Allah. So this is, inshallah, this helps you get through the days as well. And inshallah, you tune into other episodes of A to Z here on Ivy English Radio with me, Sister Zainab, and farewell for now.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.